Now, the next item on the agenda, item number 14, pertaining to channel well, 4 VAC 20-890-10, request for a public hearing.
Commissioner and members of the commission.
Good afternoon.
Alexa Crutch. I am one of your new fisheries management specialists.
Good to have you in front of us today.
Thank you. Today, staff is requesting a public hearing regarding a proposal to amend Chapter 4 VAC 2890 pertaining to channeled well to modify the culling ring diameter to conform to the minimum length requirement of 5.5 inches. In 1997, this commission set the minimum shell length for channeled whelk at 5.5 inches. This sparked enforcement concerns about shell breakage. The tip of the siphonal canal, the part that tapers off here, can often break off in handling. This can cause a whelk that is legal to appear undersized. To account for this, in 2000, the commission created a width gauge, a culling ring of 2 3/4 inches, similar to what you see over here, to measure the shell width. If a whelk can pass through the ring, it is sublegal. Conversely, if the whelk cannot fit through the ring, it is legal, even if the length appears to be less than 5.5 inches. In 2017, Bob Fisher of VIMS published a paper in which he examined the morphology and length-width relationship of channeled whelk in Maryland and Virginia waters. This line is the model for how shell length and width are related in the three sites sampled. The two closest together are both sites in Virginia. When you find a 2 3/4 inch width whelk on the Virginia models, it'd only be 5.3 inches in length, sublegal. When the shell length is 5.5 inches, the shell width is closer to 2.85 inches. To maintain a fishery retaining the channeled whelks 5.5 inches or greater in length, staff recommends increasing the diameter of the culling ring to 2 7/8 inches. Staff recommends waiting until March for the public hearing to allow more time to research alternative culling gauges and to work with law enforcement on channeled whelk size limit enforcement. So today, staff is recommending advertising for a March public hearing to amend Chapter 4 VAC 2890 pertaining to channeled whelk to modify the culling ring diameter to the minimum length requirement of 5.5 inches. And I'd be happy to take any questions.
Any questions? My only question is, it costs a lot of money to advertise. Is March going to be time enough?
That's what we feel right now. We've already started talking to law enforcement. There are other states that work with alternative culling gauges.
Mm-hmm.
Massachusetts uses a chute. So we're looking into that. PVC pipes, that's something industry and Bob Fisher are already looking into. So we should have that all ironed out for March.
Okay.
If Rob? Before we advertise, we find that we haven't settled some of these concerns by both law enforcement and some industry members, then we'll just let the commission know we're going to delay and come back.
Fine with me. Yeah. Further questions?
So yep. we're basically looking at an eighth of an inch change in our. It's a lot. Okay. That's good. That's good for me to know.
Well, it's 0.2 inches in length. So it's not so much changing the size of the whelk we want to catch. It's making sure we're catching the size we have already wanted.
Okay. I didn't know an eighth of an inch made that big a difference, but I will defer to the experts.
Rob, when you help me out a little bit, maybe law enforcement can. Tolerance, is there, if you get to doing this, is there zero tolerance on those?
10 per bushel.
10 per bushel. Okay, I couldn't remember. All right, that'll work. We'll make sure. All right. Matters before the commission.
Move to accept staff recommendations for a March public hearing.
Okay. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Minor. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Great job. If you do find out that there's a problem, let us know, because I hate spending that money needlessly. Anyway.